something is sudden, if you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining, and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy Tamale, Main Branch, Shishegwa Highway Junction on Nyankwala Road, Town Center Branch, Inside Cultural Center. Worship with us on Wednesdays and Fridays, Inside Cultural Center, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Sundays, 7 a.m. at Main Branch, Shishegwa Highway Junction, Nyankwala Road, and 9 a.m. at Town Center Branch, Inside Cultural Center. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 055-7923-172 or 050-955-7949 or send an email to radiotransmissions@loveworld360.com.
This is a continuation of the message, Love, Hope, and Faith.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes, love means that you're valuable to him, even when they give up on you. The woman in Benin who was so sick just very recently. You know, some years ago, I used to tell them stories about 1985, you know. Some of them, virgin, listening to me, they wonder, this 1985, you know, 1986. I tell them these things. Way back 1980, we preached such and such a place. 1983, 1984, 1985, 1986. They thought, oh God, why didn't that happen around us? I said, relax. You see them. When the Lord shall build up Zion, he shall appear in his glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hadn't that God is still the same? 1985. I remember we stood on the platform and was preaching. That little girl, the two sisters took her to the meeting. She had iron braces in her leg. She couldn't walk. One on either side, a sister this way and a sister that way, and they took her to the meeting. When I called for the sick, didn't come forward, only one, this girl it was, they put her at the middle, right there, with the iron braces. You were there, you remember? I prayed in the name of Jesus. This Jesus, he died, but he's not dead. He's alive. He's closer to you than you realize. After the prayer, faith means you believe in him. I said, take away the braces. They removed the braces to cut it short. She walked. She ran. Healed completely. Completely normal. Before the people. Completely normal. These are the ones just 2 weeks or 3 weeks ago now. About three weeks ago. Since I experienced Lagos. Is that the Benin? And Sunday afternoon, she was watching the television program. She had been so sick, they gave her up to die. They said they couldn't help her anymore. Took so much money to keep her alive. See, I like to tell this story. You know why? Because these things are undated. It's the power of the Holy Ghost. We still talk about blind Bartimaeus in the Bible. And the same God who did that. And we've been preaching it almost 2,000 years. Talking about blind Bartimaeus. And the woman with the issue of blood. And we don't get tired talking about it. Think about it. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. And that woman, they give her up. They said it will take 50,000 naira just to keep her alive, not to get her healed, but to keep her alive. And after they had spent that for some time, the doctor said, it's not 100,000 naira to keep her alive. Every month, yeah. They were spending 50,000 naira every month. Now it was to cost 100,000 naira every month, just to keep her alive. Then she said, it's useless. She looked at herself, growing now, getting close to skin, bones. She used to be plump. She used to be healthy. She used to be strong. She said she looked at herself, looked at the pictures on the wall. She looked, she said, oh no, it's no use. I'm dying. She removed her pictures from the wall. She took her son and showed him where to bury her. She was given up to die. By this time, she couldn't move around the house anymore. They had to carry her. If she wanted to go to the bathroom, they carried her there. If she wanted to go upstairs, they carried her. Wanted to come down, they carried her. They carried her in the house everywhere. She could only creep if she wanted to move by herself. Love means you're valuable to him. And the son prayed. He said, I'm not a Christian. He said, I've not been born again. I've not been a Christian. But I prayed to God. Wherever you are, whoever you are, I don't know you, but in the name of Jesus, heal my mother. He said, I prayed on Friday. Because I've been going everywhere looking for money. He said, I came to my mother and I said, Mother, you're not going to die. God is going to do something. But he didn't know God. Love means you are valuable to him. In other words, he cares about you. You may not know much about him, but he cares. He cares. He said, I prayed on Friday. On Saturday, he went out again looking for money. He went to friends and he couldn't get money. Sunday morning, he went out again looking for money. They had to feed his mother. They had to feed her. She couldn't eat by herself anymore. She was educated. She was wealthy. She had money. But it was all gone now. Oh, suddenly he went out looking for money. Left the mother at home. In the evening time he came. Hadn't got any money yet. He made two calls. Two disappointing calls. Doctor said, don't show up if you don't have the money. Well, then he got home. First surprise, the mother was sitting down. So, Mommy, are you all right? Oh, she said, yeah. She said, I've eaten also. You've eaten? She said, I've eaten. I'm not hungry again. I've eaten. What happened to you? She said, I'm healed. You are what? She said, I'm healed. Then she said, look at me. She stood up. Mommy, what happened to you? Then she told him the story. It was about, was it 3 p.m.? What time we come on air? 7 o'clock, yeah. You know, we were on air, on Atmosphere for Miracles. She said she was watching a television program. And as she was watching, she got interested. You know, she had been watching some of them before. And then this time, when it was the hour for prayer, she crept to the TV. She couldn't walk. She crept straight to the TV and put her hands on the screen. And as she prayed along, as we prayed, she heard, woman, you are healed from your infirmities. Oh, hallelujah. She heard it. The Spirit bringing the word to her right there before the TV set as the word of knowledge was given. Then she said, all my joints were unlocked. Suddenly, she felt different. And she stood up. She couldn't stand up by herself. She stood up. She couldn't believe it. The legs carried her. She walked around. She jumped. She danced. She ran upstairs. Glory to God. She said, why? Me? God healed me. She went upstairs by herself, testing her legs. She said, I feel strong. She came downstairs. The neighbors heard her shout. They came in. Glory to God. Guess what? She was bedridden, but And as she was walking, they all danced. When Saul heard the news, he began to dance too. Glory to God. They said they danced till 3 a.m. in the morning. Dancing, rejoicing, praising God. She would sit down. She would get up. She would sit down. She would get up. Look at me. And as she was telling us, she said, look at me now. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
This message is titled Love, Hope, and Faith.
To order for the complete message, please visit Pastor Chris Digital Library app on Android and iOS. Or please call us on +234 188 834 34 or +234 802 332 4188 or send an email to radiotransmissions@loveo360.com.
Stay tuned. Pastor Chris will be right back.
The troubling questions in the heart of many will be answered. The direction needed for that future you desire will be given. The word for the next and higher level of your life will be proclaimed. Join the Global Classroom every first Sunday of every month at 1600 GMT on www.loveworldinternetradio.org. For an exclusive questions and answer session with the man of God, Pastor Chris.
Dudu from South Africa is asking, Pastor, I want to know, what is the book of life and who is in the book of life? Dear Pastor Chris, is it okay for a dating man and a woman to live together?
Tune in and participate at www.loveworldinternetradio.org. Don't miss it.
It's close, my brother, my sister, it's close. The Bible says, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. The first trumpet sounds, and the dead in Christ will come out of the grave. At the sound of the second trump, those of us who are alive and remain will ascend. The Bible says we will be changed in the twinkling of an eye. That second trump is called the last trump. It's not going to be too long from now. Why? Because the world is preparing for all the things that are supposed to happen after the rapture. That's what's going on. And let me tell you, the world will not be the same. The world is going to be in a terrible situation. According to the Bible, the first 3.5 years after the rapture of the church will be so hard and difficult. Men's lives will be so difficult. And they will persecute Christians who will be left behind. Think, if while we're here in this world, they're trying to stop you from going to church, what will they do if those who were praying are no longer here? Don't plan to be here. Serve the Lord Jesus Christ with all your heart. He has given us examples. Enoch was taken away from this world alive. We are going to be taken away from this world alive. Live your life for Jesus Christ. If you don't know how to do it, ask him to show you. Say, Lord, I want to live for you. Who will save your life from hell? Only Jesus, the only one who already did what needed to be done to save you. Live your life for him.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy Tamale, Main Branch, Shishego Highway Junction on Nyampala Road, Town Center Branch, Inside Cultural Center. Worship with us on Wednesdays and Fridays, Inside Cultural Center, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Sundays, 7 a.m. at Main Branch, Shishego Highway Junction, Nyampala Road, and 9 a.m. at Town Center Branch, Inside Cultural Center. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 055-7923-172 or 050-955-7949 or send an email to to radio transmissions at loveworld360.com.
This is a continuation of the message, Love, Hope, and Faith.
Hallelujah.
Love means you're valuable to Him. You may not know what to do, but He knows what to do. He cares about you. It's the same thing that He did to that woman with the issue of blood. The woman had been sick 12 long years. She couldn't get better. She didn't know what to do. But the Bible says when she heard of Jesus, she said to herself, if I may but touch the hem of His garment, I shall be healed. Like this woman, she was not satisfied to be in the parlor. She was not satisfied to be watching. She was not satisfied to go on her knees. She crept to the TV set. She said, if I just can touch that thing. And she put her hand on the screen and she was healed instantly. Oh, hallelujah. Great news. 2,000 years after the death and resurrection, He is still the same. Hebrews 13:8, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah. Love means you are valuable to Him. You are. No matter what your case is, no matter your condition in life, it doesn't matter. Think about that woman. She knows what to do. She had spent all of her living on doctors, 12 long years. Bible says she didn't get better, she rather grew worse. She said, if I may but touch the hem of His garment, I shall be healed. She went through the press. Stinking, smelling woman. Yeah, but God loved her. When she got there, she touched the hem of His garment. There were people around Jesus. She touched just the hem. The Bible says the flow of blood stopped. And she felt in her body that she was healed of the plague. She was so scared she wanted to run away. Jesus said, who touched me? She was afraid. They said, Master, everybody's touching you. How can you say, who touched me? He said, somebody touched me. Somebody touched me. For I perceive that virtue is gone out of me. Where did the virtue go? Into the woman who touched him. The Bible says the woman, fearing, knowing what had been done in her, said to him, Master, I touched you. And she told him all the truth. And Jesus said, go home, woman. Thy faith hath made thee whole. Hallelujah. Yes, love means you're valuable to Him. Faith means you believe in Him. Hope means you reach out to Him. Right there in your room as you pray. And you talk to the Lord. The whole world may be around you with so much noise. But He's hearing you. Don't despair. He's hearing you. He's hearing you. A young man came to church all the way from Port Harcourt. I'm telling you. Love means you're valuable to Him. All the way from Port Harcourt he came. Sick. A lecturer in the university. I didn't know anything about him. But he was somewhere. The church was packed out. So he was somewhere outside close to the door. And the word of knowledge was given. But somebody with a heart disease. And because of that, the man cannot work. And while I was still busy looking, who is that guy? Where is he? There's a man coming from the back, moving ever so slowly. So slowly. Took him some time to get to the front. Came to the front and I said, what's wrong with you? The doctors told him his heart had been diseased. Sick. And dying. Said, I came all the way from Port Harcourt for this service. He wanted God to heal him. But God saw to it that that service didn't end until We laid hands on him and prayed for him. Hope means you reach out to him. Hopeful all the way from Port Harcourt, expecting a miracle. Why did God mention his case? God just wanted him to know, I know about your case and I love you and I want to help you. Called him all the way. And in that whole congregation that day, he was the only man who needed that miracle. And the power of God healed him. Jesus is alive. Can you say amen? Are you hearing me? Love means you're valuable. You're valuable. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Yes. He said, now abided faith, hope, and love. These three. The greatest of these is love. When you don't know what to do, when you're at your wit's end, and you're trying and trying and trying, and you don't know what to do, Jesus comes right in and takes over. The disciples were there struggling, trying to cast out a devil. They tried and tried and they couldn't. The Bible says Jesus came. He came right there. In the midst of your struggle, the Master comes and he says, can I help you? Can I help you? Can I help you? Some people say, things were all right with me until suddenly my business dropped. Until suddenly my money was gone. Until suddenly something happened and I've been down. Hear me! One day Jesus asked Peter to come to him on the water. And Peter was walking on the water to Jesus. Jesus was on the water. Peter was on the water. In other words, the life was a glorious life. It was a supernatural life. Something beautiful was happening to Peter. And everybody was looking at Peter. Like they were looking at you. And everything was working out for you. You were everybody's man. Everything was working out. You were walking on the water. Suddenly, Peter began to sink. The Bible says, when he saw that the winds and the waves were boisterous, fear came to his heart and he began to sink. Maybe you feel that you are sinking in your life today. Maybe you think you're sinking in your health. Maybe you think you're sinking in your business. Maybe you're sinking in your family. Maybe you're sinking in your finances. But do what Peter did. Jesus was there when Peter was sinking. And I'm telling you, he could have gone down the tubes. Nobody would have helped him. The Master was watching. And Peter was going down into the water. He cried out, Master, help me. And when he did, the Bible says that Jesus reached out his hand and got a hold of him. And said, why did you doubt? And pulled him close to him. And they both walked on the water again. Peter walked on the water again. Brother, you're going to walk on the water again. If you just let Jesus help you, you will walk on the water again. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
If you've not been born again, don't keep wasting time. It's time to give your heart to the Lord. It's time. It's time. So everyone who wants to be born again, and you want the life of Christ in your heart, you want Jesus Christ come into your heart, I want you to say these words after me and mean them from the bottom of your heart. Say, oh Lord God, I believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I believe he died to save my soul. I believe God raised him up from the dead. And he's alive today. I confess with my mouth, Jesus Christ is Lord of my life. From this day, I receive by faith eternal life into my heart. Into my spirit.
Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I have a new life now. I am born again. I'm a child of God from this day. Amen. Praise God. If you pray that prayer, I want you to know that God heard you and answered you. I want to pray for you right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I pray for everyone who just received salvation. Let the name of the Lord Jesus be named upon them. Satan has no claims over them anymore. They belong to Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. In the name of Jesus, you are blessed now. You're blessed. In the name of Jesus. Write us and let us know you received salvation today, or you can call us on the phone. Be glad to hear from you. And when we get your details, we can send you a book. It's a small book titled Now That You Are Born Again. It'll help you start out your new life in Christ and begin building your faith immediately. Call us on the phone right now.
You can call us on +2567-0538-6452 or +2567-770-02372 or send an email to radiotransmissions@lovo360.com.
You know, being in Christ's embassy is more than being in a church. It's more than a church. It's a vision. And when you worship at Christ's embassy, you learn more than just the letters. It's the spirit of the word. And something more about it is the fact that the Spirit of God gets a hold of your life, and then His vision becomes real, not only to you, but He makes that vision real in such a way that others get to know what the Word of God really is by watching the Word of God manifested in your life every day. And that's what we do. We share God's Word every day. As we minister, the Word of God takes root in each person, and then you become exactly what God wants you to be. And that's the reason I like people to come to Christ Embassy. That's the reason I invite them, because they are being a part of something that's more than a church. It's a vision, God's vision.
Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Tamale, main branch, Shishego Highway Junction on Nyankwala Road, Town Center branch, Inside Cultural Center. Worship with us on Wednesdays and Fridays, Inside Cultural Center, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Sundays, 7 a.m. at Main Branch, Shishego Highway Junction, Nyankwala Road, and 9 a.m. at Town Center Branch, Inside Cultural Center. Thank you for joining us today. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call 055-7923-172 or 050-955-7949. Or send an email to radiotransmissions@radio360.com.
This message is titled Love, Hope, and Faith.
For the continuation of this message, please visit www.loveoldradio.fm to listen daily by 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. GMT plus 1. To order for the complete message, please visit Pastor Chris Digital Library app on Android and iOS, or please call us on +234-188-8334 or +234-802-332-4188 or send an email to radiotransmissions@lovo360.com. Remember, one word from God can change your life forever. God bless you.